So basically, as long as the limits are respected, then we can figure out the rest. You look confused. Okay, what part are you having a hard time with? Those are all standard limits. Mm-hmm. Aftercare is part of the package, yes. You don't have to ask for it, it just happens. I'm starting to get the feeling that you've never done this before, have you? God. So you came to a meeting with a potential new dom with no experience in this lifestyle and didn't bother to tell anybody that? Okay. I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I have the patience to break in a new sub right from scratch, to teach not only my rules, but the rules of being a sub in general, the ins and outs of the lifestyle. How much do you know about this? Okay, so you've done some research, good. Have you ever had sex with a dynamic like this before? Like, just with your regular partner? Once. And that's, I'm guessing, what gave you a taste for it. And you've never had an actual dom that's, like, arranged for you. Have you considered what your own limits are? What you're comfortable with, what you're not? What you want to get out of this, why you're here. I mean, you don't go into a relationship like this just because you want kinky sex. I mean, you can have kinky sex with a regular partner without the dynamic involved. Okay. All right, that's fair. Learning more about your own boundaries and who you are in a safe environment with someone you trust. Sure, that's a good reason. Okay. The friend of yours that recommended this meeting was a former sub of mine and has given me permission to disclose. I'm assuming they already told you that. Right. They were my sub for a few years. And we had a very, very trusting relationship. We're still friends. The relationship ended because they wanted a real relationship. The monogamous kind with wedding rings and that kind of thing. That's not what I do. Just putting it out there. This is not about that. Can you handle that? Yes. There will be an element of love. There will be an element of trust. Trust is at the center of the whole thing. But I'm not your girlfriend. And I'm not going to be your long-term partner. You need to know that going in. Setting expectations is hugely important. And I'm assuming that your friend, my former sub, knows that you have no experience in this. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. That's probably why they sent you to me. I thought so. The perfect person. Okay. No pressure there at all. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, I don't know if I want to take this on right now. I'll be honest. So I propose a test. I want to see how you handle yourself in a session. Mm-hmm. Right now. Well, that's part of it. A sub is expected to be there when a dom says so. No questions asked. Yep. So I'm going to explain the rules. And you're going to do as you're told, and we're going to see how you do. And if you do well, you're going to have a very good time. If you don't, we'll part ways and never speak of this again. Understand? Good. Where are you going? Oh, the bedroom is upstairs, but that's not where we're going. No, you have not earned rights to the bedroom. Right here will do. Mm-hmm. Right here. Take your clothes off. Stand in the middle of the room and be quiet. I'm going to tell you how this works. So the first thing we're going to do is set up safe words. The safe words are your way in and out of the scene. Yes. Yellow means I can keep going, but not with this activity. So whatever we're doing is too intense, but you don't want out completely. Red means you're completely done in every way possible and it all stops. Repeat that to me. Good. Now red. Good. You understand. You do not speak until spoken to. You don't speak without permission. You don't touch me unless I tell you to. You don't make any noise. None. No whimpers, no heavy breathing, nothing. Mm-hmm. And the biggest one, you do not have permission to come until I say so. And if you do, there will be consequences. Do you understand? You're giving up complete control of your body to me. That's the deal. But the number one rule above all else is to communicate. If there's anything you are not comfortable with, if there's anything that has gone too far, if there's anything that is painful, you need to tell me immediately, regardless of the rules. You need to use the safe words as soon as you feel necessary. I need to be able to trust that you're going to put your own well-being first. Can I trust that you will? Good. I'll check in with you throughout just to make sure you're okay. Sometimes it gets really intense and you can't always regulate yourself. So it's my job to regulate you, to make sure that you're looking after yourself. And it's my job to look after you. You are safe. Yes, you are fully safe in everything we do. Good. Now, what are your limits? What are you not comfortable with? Okay. Fair. Good, because that's not my thing either. No. You don't have to worry about that one either. Good. Everything else is fair game. If that changes and we do something that you don't like, or you discover something that is now a hard limit that wasn't before, say something. Okay? That's how you learn. It's how you evolve. It's how you grow. It's how you discover yourself. But again, communicate, please. Okay? Good. Now, go to the center of the room. Put your hands behind your back and your feet shoulder width apart. Normally, I'd have you on your knees, but you're not ready for that yet. Good. I don't have a blindfold down here. Ah, this will work. I'm going to cover your eyes with my scarf. It is soft, it's silk. There. Take a deep breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Do you smell me? Yeah? Do you like what you smell? Good. Do you feel vulnerable right now? Naked? Unable to see? That's exactly how you're supposed to feel. Do you feel safe? Good. My hands on your chest. Lightly. Just rubbing. Getting used to your skin, getting you used to my touch. Oh, sensitive nipples. I'll remember that. And lower over your stomach. And down the tops of your thighs, your groin, around the top of your cock without touching it, just rubbing around the outside, down between your legs. Under your balls, insides of your thighs. Feel good? Yeah. Well, the way your cock is pointing toward me, I'd say so. But I always want to make sure. I'm just going to rub around the outside of your cock. Never quite touching it. Oof. Down under your balls. Oh, yes, good. What if I use my fingernails? Slightly. Over your thighs. Not enough to hurt, but just enough to make your skin burn. You like that? Yeah. Good. Your cock likes it too. Ooh. Very nice. And rubbing around the base of your cock again without actually touching it. Insides of your thighs. And that's your balls in my hand. So heavy. Oof. Give them a good little squeeze. Is it frustrating that I'm so close to your cock, but I'm not touching it? Yes, what? Oh, that's right. I haven't told you what to call me yet. You have a choice. You can call me ma'am, or you can call me mistress. It's up to you. Good choice. I'm just going to play with these balls for a minute. So warm and heavy. Aching and bedding. The way your cock is dripping on the ground already. Just the most exciting thing you've ever done. What if I just press my body against your side? And lightly kiss your neck. My other hand sliding down your back. So I have one hand on your ass. And the other. Squeezing your balls now. A little more pressure. What if I tug like this? Oh, was that a sharp intake of breath? It was. That's not allowed. I did slap your ass. And you're not allowed to speak. Don't do it again, or I will spank you again. Rub the spot that I spanked, and I'll continue tugging on these balls, because apparently you liked it. Let's see if you can control yourself this time. Good. Oh, you like it. You like it when I tug fairly hard. What if I squeeze while I tug? Oh, caught yourself there. Good, because I don't want to have to take you over my knee and give you a proper spanking. That doesn't sound fun just yet. You haven't earned the fun part of that yet. So it would just literally be a spanking at this point. Oof. Now, let go of these balls. Look at all this pre-cum. If I just run my finger through it. That's a lot. Open your mouth. Now. Suck on my finger. Good. Taste yourself. I want you to be fully comfortable with your body and all of its wonderful tastes. Do you taste your pre-cum? What's it taste like? Have you ever tasted it before? No? Does this bother you? No? Good. Let go of my finger. Good. I'm going to go back to the very tip of you. And cup your balls with my other hand. One hand circling the tip with my finger, the other tugging on your balls. You are doing everything you can not to react. I can see the effort. You're sweating. Your legs are starting to shake. And I'm just barely touching the head of your cock. I wonder what'll happen if I... just palm the head of your cock. Using spit as lube while I tug your balls. Are you okay? Good. It's okay to kiss me back. Focus on my hand palming the head of your cock while I tug your balls. Give them a little squeeze. Good. How about if I just... Oh, full on strokes. Oh, hold on. I'm going to get rid of this. And I press my naked breasts up against your chest. You feel my hard nipples. What feels better, my hand on your cock or my nipples on your chest? Really? Nipples on your chest? Well, I'll keep them there. Well, I stroke this cock. That's just straining. Oh, let's get tighter. Oh, you like that? Yes, what? Good. Am I going really hard? Yeah. Are you close? Yeah. Oh, do you know how wet my pussy is? Just knowing you can't move, you can't speak, you can't whimper, and your cock is in my hand. You have no idea what I'm gonna do to you. You're being such a good boy. Grab those balls and twist. Oh, you didn't stop in time. You didn't control it. Did you actually come or did you just leak? The tugging on the balls ruined it? Good, because that was not supposed to happen. You just made a mess on my floor. I'm not impressed. I'm quite happy that you were ruined, because that was not very good. I am working your cockhead, and it is very sensitive, and you're going to stand there and you're going to take it as punishment for making a mess on my floor when you weren't given permission to do so. Yes, what? You're doing everything you can not to react. Good. Good boy. All right. We're not done yet. I'm just going to take my panties off, and you're going to kneel on the floor. Good. Let's take the blindfold off. Give your eyes a minute to adjust. You can look. See my breasts, my hard nipples. See my perfectly bald pussy. See how wet it is. See what these are? These are my panties. Smell that? That's my arousal. That's how turned on this makes me. Does that turn you on? Smelling me like that? Knowing I'm right here with such a perfect pussy. And you can't do a thing about it. Yeah. Good. I'm going to sit right here in this chair. And I'm going to spread my legs. Now you can see the whole view. clit and all. Do you like what you see? Yeah. Yes, what? Good. What would you like to do right now? Good answer. But you don't get to use your tongue to bring me pleasure just yet. You haven't earned being part of my pleasure yet. So I'm gonna do that myself, and you're gonna watch. Come closer. On your knees, come closer. Right in front of me. Good. You're right over top of me. You can see everything. You can smell everything. You can hear everything. My fingers on my clit feel so good. Don't you wish it was your tongue? Your fingers. Don't you wish your cock was in my pussy? Don't move. Watch. Inhale deeply. Listen, but don't move. You can't do a fucking thing about it. All you can do is sit there and know that I'm bringing me pleasure, not you. That this pussy is going to come hard on my fingers, not yours. Lean over until you're just inches over my pussy. Yes. Oh, right there. I can feel your hot breath on me. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. It's not taking a whole lot today. Oh, yes. You're uncomfortable, I can tell. You just want to plunge your face into my pussy. You want to lick it. Yes, you do, I can tell. Your mouth is filling up with saliva right now because all you want to do is plunge that tongue deep inside my fucking pussy. Yes. Yes. Oh, suck that clit and make me come all over your face. Watch me come. Watch me come. Oh, see my pussy throbbing, pulsing. See it squeezing. Oh, you want to be in it, don't you? That cock of yours wishes it was inside me. Open your mouth. Lick my fingers. Oh, taste me. Taste those juices. Oh, yeah. Lick them clean. That's right. Good boy. Lick them clean. All that yummy pussy juice. Oh, that's as close as you're gonna get. Good. Good. Lick them nice and clean. Good. Sit up straight. How are you doing? You okay? Yeah? Best day of your life, huh? Well, it's not over yet. Stand up. Good. Your cock is very, very interested in what's going on here. Well, let's see. You taste good too. Oh, I like when my subs have nice cocks. And you do. So it's a point in your favor. I love just gently suckling on the head after you've come, especially when it's ruined. Oh, 'cause you're so desperate. And every nerve in your cockhead is firing. And the heat of my mouth is exquisite torture. Are you about to come? The way you're pulsing on my tongue. Yes? Well, you better hold it. Oh, take a deep breath. Get yourself under control. Better. Good. Oh, you don't get to pull away. You're about to come. Control it. Do you need me to control it? Give me those balls. Little tug right here. I'm not going to punish you for speaking out of turn because coming in my mouth would have been so much worse. Now. I'm going to suck as long as I want, and you're going to do as you're told and not come. Are you okay? You're gonna come. Well, if you do, you'll be punished. It's that simple. You just came in my mouth. Not good. I told you you'd be punished. Hold still. I know it's sensitive, but too bad. You weren't supposed to come. Hold still. I wasn't done with this cock. You coming is not my problem. You're staying hard. I'm impressed. Tip of you must be so sensitive right now. You are shaking. Don't make a sound. Was that a whimper? Is it too much? You know what to do if it is. see if you can handle. Oh, red. Got it. Stop. Yep, you're okay. Nope, we're done. We're done. Take a deep breath. Deep breath. It's okay. Okay. Come here. Come here. Come here. I've got you. You're okay. You're okay. I've got you. Yep. You're okay. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Good boy. Very good boy. Good boy. I'm very proud of you. You did very well for your first session. Come here. Sit on the couch with me. Sit here. Yep, right here. Okay. In my arms, head on my lap. Good boy. You're shaking. I know. I know. It's really intense the first time. It's okay. I've got you. You're safe. Good boy. Good boy. Good. Do you like to suckle? Is that something that calms you down? Suckling is sucking on my breast for comfort rather than arousal. Do you want to try it? Okay. Open your mouth. Here. There you go. I'm going to run my hands through your hair. You just get comfortable here. You can wrap yourself around me however you need to. Yes, it's fine. Good. Good boy. I've got you. Good. Yep, you keep suckling. Focus on that. Curl up in a ball. That's right. I've got you. You're safe. And you did so well. I'm so proud of you. That was a lot for your first session, and you did extremely well. You can take as much of it as you like. Good. Good boy. Good boy. Excellent. Now, when you've had enough and you feel like you can stand, we'll go into the kitchen, we'll get some water, maybe a snack, and we'll talk. Okay, we'll talk about everything that happened, but I want you to just relax first, okay? Good. Don't worry about whether it feels good or not, that's not the point. The point is, does it feel good for you? Is it helping you calm down? Is it helping you relax? Good. Good boy. Yes. I think I may just be able to work with this arrangement.